Welcome home, everyone. Thank you for joining in on this episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. Welcome Home is a podcast where I, your host Josh, sit down for a conversation with different people who I admire and discuss whatever's on their mind, and especially focus on life at home in times like this. Wherever you are and however you're listening, thank you for your support, and once again, welcome home. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining in on this week's episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. Hope everyone is enjoying their week. I want to thank those of you who take the time to listen every week and keep up with the goings on of my family and myself. I really appreciate all of the support and appreciate the kind words. I've had listeners reach out recently sharing that they enjoyed some of the past episodes, so that means a lot to me. And I want to thank those of you who support the show financially as well by being partners with Katina Ministries. It's you guys that allow us to do not only this show, but everything else that we do at Katina Ministries with our music, our outreach, and our community. All of those things are possible because of you, so thank you. And if you're interested in learning more about Katina Ministries, the best way to do that is to visit thekatinas.com. You'll find all the info you need there. So today's episode, I am joined by a returning guest, but someone who hasn't been on the show probably in at least a year or so. And it's another one of my cousins, my cousin Boston Graham. BG, thank you for being here, bro.
Sure thing, man. Thank you for having me.
I've been looking forward to this. And people listening to the show probably are familiar with you. Mm-hmm. But here's one thing I'll ask you. A lot of times people don't know that your name is Boston Graham.
Yeah.
They think your name is BG or yep. Beege or whatever. What do you introduce yourself as to other people?
Other people, like I say Boston, but if they want to call me BG or anything else, it doesn't matter to me.
Do you consider Graham your middle name or part of your first name?
My middle name.
It's your middle name? There's not like a lot of people that go by like their first and middle name.
Yeah.
Have you ever met other people like that?
Yeah, I've met people like that. But like there's certain people that will say my middle name all the time, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. Middle names are funny because like for whatever reason, for some people they stick. Like have you, I'm sure everyone knows someone who they literally go by their middle name.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always interesting to me. Like,
yeah.
I feel like when you were a baby, your parents they called you Boston Graham or BG and it stuck. But
yeah.
Boston Graham Katina is in the building with us today. Yep. Beach, tell me what is new in your life right now?
Man, it's the summer season, so it's been good. The weather's good here in Tennessee right now. It's not too hot.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. And I'm just working. I mean, that's the main thing, really, just working with uncles and stuff. Got some new trips ahead, which is exciting.
Yeah.
Just all the planning and stuff. And then merchandising is cool. New season, new merchandise, which is cool. So it's awesome.
As far as merch goes, people are probably curious. Some people are probably curious, like, what's your involvement with the Katina's merch? Well, I guess I should start by saying you work for the Katina's. So what are your responsibilities with the Katina's?
So my responsibilities working for them are like all things merchandising that goes into the designing process, the online store process, and then just being at the merchandise booth to sell and help out people who want the merchandise. And then I also am involved with the visual media aspect of it, which is really fun. It's cool meeting new people at all sorts of different churches, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And then a little bit helping our sound guy, Joey, with some sound things. But yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
What is, like, what's your favorite part about being involved with the merchandise?
My favorite part is probably the designing process.
Yeah, I figured.
Me and my dad get to just brainstorm new ideas and stuff, and just it's really fun just to be creative like that, and show our unique style that we have for our audience.
Can you remember what was the first piece of merch that you like helped on the design side with?
I think the first, I was involved with the I Need Jesus long sleeve.
Okay.
It was first tan.
Yeah.
And then it was green, but I helped on the tan.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I have which that. Is cool. I was wearing that the other day.
Yeah.
Funny story. I was wearing that for the first time in like a long time. I was babysitting my nephew, and I picked him up from his nap. I just took him out of his crib and I was carrying him downstairs. He was over at my parents' house, and I'll just say by the time I got downstairs, my shirt was ruined.
Oh my God.
But I was like, thank God I put this shirt on for the first time in years and this is what happened. But,
dang. We'll get you a new one.
What's the, what are, when you say new season for merch, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. So, I mean, when spring and summer come around, those are obviously warmer times in the year, so we try to shoot for more like short sleeve. And then it's also like a color scheme kind of thing, brighter colors, so like for seasons like that, which is cool. So just brainstorm new ideas too, and then trends come and go, so we're always looking at what's in and what's out, so that's cool.
Here's a question I have, and I think it's a good, it's always a good conversation when it comes to anything creative, especially when you're trying to sell it or like trying to make something that appeals to other people. When you are like going through your creative process, the design process, are you like, how much of it are you thinking about the consumer? Like, this is something that this person, this kind of person would buy, like how much of them is in mind when you're designing, and how much of it is just like your own taste, if that makes sense? Because
I would definitely say, like, this is what my dad taught me, especially when I started working with them, because like all I wanted to do was design something that I thought was cool. And other things that I just think are cool, not everyone's gonna like, obviously, just because everybody has different taste. So I kind of now, when I think about designing merch, I think of the demographic first, before my own ideas. Just something that's would appeal to both male and female, and then stuff like that. So
So you keep the customer in mind first. When I think that's interesting. Like, because it is a creative process. Like, you are creating something that never existed before. And I find in like when I'm making music, there is like a struggle between like making something that I think people are gonna like and making something that I like myself. And maybe it varies from like music to fashion to movies and books and all that stuff. Maybe there's a different approach for each one, but I've often found that like at least the process is easier for me when I put myself first. But also I'm not selling my music at a table at a concert, but that's interesting. Like, what is the, what's like, who's that person in your head when you're designing the t-shirt? Who is it for?
I'm trying to think. It's hard because the people that show up at the merch table just, most of the time, it's all different ages, different kinds of people that like different things. But when you're selling to a wide group of people like that, you kind of just have to think, like, one thing we have noticed is the material on the shirt is very important. Comfort always wins, because sometimes things will be trendy and it'll be like a heavyweight shirt, and sometimes like a Gildan brand, and there's nothing wrong with Gildan brand, it's just people like more comfort, sometimes lightweight shirts. So that's one thing we have to consider when we're making the shirt, how it fits, stuff like that.
I guess you would think like people who are coming to a Katina's concert, they're not coming there to buy new clothes.
Yeah.
So, like, if I want, like, for me, if I want something, like, heavyweight and really, like, maybe comfort's not my priority, I'm going to a store.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to find... But if I'm going to a concert, I can see what my mindset is like. Well, I just want to get a shirt to either support these guys or show that I'm just share their merch or whatever. So I could see how comfort's important. Let me move away from work. What's going on in your life outside of your job? You can't say anything about the Katinas.
Oh, man. I mean, it's really chill, which is like what I love about this season. The summertime, just super calm, chill. All my friends are back from college, which is cool. That's really fun. And then family time. So that's really fun.
Yeah.
Get to spend more time with my two sisters, Sammy and Mira. And then with my two parents, my mom and dad. And then my grandparents just came, which was awesome because Mira just graduated, which is really exciting.
Good to see them.
Yeah, so it's awesome. It's just really chill.
With your friends that are home from college, I'm glad. So you're how old are you? 20?
I'm 20. Yeah,
you're 20.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is true, but I have heard that younger people today. I think statistically, like, there's less people going to college now than maybe when I was coming out of high school, which is crazy to say 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was a choice you made to forego college. What, like, let me ask you first. Do you think that that trend, like, that statistic is true? Like, do you have friends... a good amount of friends who decided not to go to school after high school?
I do, yeah. I have a lot of friends that are still in Franklin, just kind of finding their way, which I was surprised about because when I was in school, I thought everybody was going to college. Like, I thought everyone had a plan, everything like that. Just to see a couple years later that I have a lot of friends that aren't in college right now, which is cool.
Was college ever a consideration for you?
It was a consideration. School was never like, I never loved school that much. So that played a little bit of a factor, but also going back on the road, things about the road, and then where I'm at, Nashville, kind of getting in that music scene, which I thought was cool.
Yeah. So. Like, if you can look back, you graduated high school. 2 years ago now?
2 years ago, yeah.
Well, let me say this. Nobody has a plan when they're 18.
Yeah.
And if you do that, if you do have a plan when you're 18, it's going to change.
Yeah.
But because that was, I felt that same thing when I was coming out of high school. Like, I don't really know what I want to do. I'll just go. I went to community college for a year. Most of my friends went to university. And just because you went to college doesn't mean you had a plan. You were just kind of, I think everyone's just kind of figuring things out at that point. But like with this new trend and less people choosing to go to college, like what is, I guess, was there any other factors about your choice besides just like, well, I don't really love school. Like, what was there anything else that you were considering?
I'm not too sure. I mean, like you said, I didn't know what I wanted to do really. I didn't know like my true passion or like a career I really wanted to pursue. So, I mean, I kind of found like just working with the uncles was something that I really liked when I was homeschooled and I was traveling with them. So I just wanted to continue that, and luckily I found a passion for like designing merchandise, like merchandising, and then visual media is super fun, and then sound engineering is really something that I have taken an interest in.
Yeah,
which is cool.
Sound engineering, like, was that something you knew anything about before you started grad? Like, how'd you get into that?
Definitely Joey. Yeah. Joey was someone who's the sound guy for the Katinas, but just like being around him and stuff, I think it's really cool. It's really entertaining. uncles talk Joey up a lot, which is true because he's so good at what he does. Yeah. So it's awesome seeing Joey work. So it's cool. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, Joey is the best at what he does. Joey, I don't know if you're listening to this, but we love you, bro.
Yes, sir.
You're 20 years old, and I know that these last 2 years have been kind of years of, like, in a way, discovery for you, like figuring out what am I interested in, what am I not interested in. I look back at when I was 20, and I was definitely still in, like, that discovery phase. Like, there was lots of things that I thought, yeah, I like this, or but not necessarily a lot of things. I definitely didn't feel like, okay, I figured out my life path at 20 years old. I'm 29. I still don't think I've figured out my life path. Yeah. But, like, what is it? What are, like, I hate asking this question, but, like, do you have, like, a vision, like, 5 years from now? Is, like, this is where I'll be. This is what I'll be doing. And if you don't, that's fine. But I'm curious.
I haven't really thought about that a bunch. I'm kind of just seeing where life takes me. But I would definitely prefer, like, I think an actual thing that I've been taking more interest in, and I was just talking about it, is, like, designing clothes, like, for any company. Like, I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Anything to do with fashion, like, I have an automatic interest in, so, which is cool.
Here's one thing I remember when I was 20 that was changing a lot in my life, and I'm curious if the same is for you. But I remember when I was 20, I was a sophomore in college. My relationship with my parents was changing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even more so from, like, when I first graduated from high school. Is your relationship with your parents, have you seen it evolving at all?
Yeah, for sure.
In what way?
I think when I first, I moved out of the house, which is cool. I think it's been really cool with my parents. A more, like, friendship relationship is being developed, which I love a lot. I get to see things that my parents, that they go through. They get to see things that I go through as I'm, have my own place, maturing and stuff like that. But I also get to talk to my parents about things that maybe I didn't when I was in the house and when I was in school. So it's cool. I'm creating a really strong bond with them that I love with them. So it's awesome.
I feel like it was during that season of my life where it was, like, kind of the first time where I started seeing my parents as, like, my parents will always be my parents, but I also just started seeing them as human in the way that, like, my parents had stuff to figure out still too. And, like, my parents make mistakes and they have my parents fail and all of those things, which I think everyone reaches that phase in their life at some point. Some people it's really early in their life.
Yeah.
Others it's later probably. And I'm thankful for the relationship I have with my parents growing up, but also there is, like, a closeness that comes from seeing them less as heroes and more as humans.
Yep.
And have you seen that at all?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. I think that's a huge thing, is seeing their struggles, stuff like that, the way they work out problems in every aspect, which is cool. So. And then going back to that friendship relationship that I was talking about, they can talk to me about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool, the bond that's being created as I get older. So
Do you ever think about, sometimes it's hard for me, but sometimes I'll compare myself to my parents, like, when they were my age.
Yeah, I do that.
Do you ever do that?
Yes.
What's that like?
It's fine, but I also know, like, this is a different time where, like, maybe what my parents were doing back then is just way different from what should be happening now for me, different situations and stuff. But I do that.
What's different about you as a 20-year-old than, like, say, your dad as a 20-year-old?
I'm trying to think what my dad... I mean, he was obviously traveling and singing, but... I don't really know. I'm just trying to think what he's doing, like, right now if he's 20. He's definitely just... Where were they? They were in...
Well, how old's your dad now?
Tacoma. 45? No, wait.
Your dad's...
He's 51.
So 31 years ago...
I was thinking of my mom, sorry.
31 years ago would have been 1994, right? Yeah, 1994. I think they had already moved here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my parents got married in 1993.
Oh, okay.
And then they moved here right after that. So they had probably been living here in Nashville for like a year.
Oh, okay. He was probably working at Kroger. Oh. Yep, in the video department. I'm pretty sure that's what he was doing.
Do you ever wonder, like, if you and him would have gotten along? Like,
oh my God.
20-year-old Jesse and 20-year-old Boston.
I don't know, dude. I think we would. I think we are different personalities for sure, but there are some things that I show that are like him.
Yeah.
That's what my mom says.
When my, I think about my dad, so I'm 29 this week, actually.
Let's go.
When my dad was 29, let me think, that would have been, I don't know. When my dad was 29, well, he was a father by then.
Yep.
He had been married to my mom for a little bit longer than I've been married to Alexis. I don't know if him and I would have been like friends necessarily.
I'm trying to think, dude.
Like, I think I probably, honestly, I probably would have been like intimidated by my dad.
Really?
And just because, like, at 29, Eli might have been born by then.
Dang.
And he was like full time touring with like, he was doing like full time, like big shows then. Yeah. And I don't know. It's funny to think about.
I think me and my dad would get along. I mean, we share a lot of the same interests. And I mean, obviously, but like and we have that competitive spirit, which is fun every now and then. If we're playing basketball, or right now it's pickleball, and sometimes I get mad because he's always beating me in that, which is crazy. But I think we would be friends. Yeah. That'd be cool, though. That'd be fun to experience.
Do you see your dad as, like, are you seeing his age at all?
Oh, yeah.
How do you see that?
Oh, my gosh. Like, literally before I got here, he was talking about, like, how his back hurts really bad because he played, like, basketball 2 days in a row. So, like, I remember when I was younger, he could play basketball, like, every day.
Uh-huh.
And, like, wouldn't feel anything. But now he needs, like, ibuprofen and all that stuff because it's painful to play basketball. But it's all right. I understand.
I don't mean this in a bad way, but I definitely have seen my parents aging, especially in the last probably 5 or 6 years. I don't mean that in a bad way. Mm-hmm. They're just changing as people, even beyond, like, their physical... Yeah. Like, I feel like your dad and my mom, our parents, thank God they're healthy people, like physically, but I can just see like, they're not 30 and 40 years old anymore, which is funny to think about. Let's see. Let me ask you about, this is one thing I think is interesting about you that a lot of people might not know is your taste in music.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I'm at the office, a lot of time you're playing music, and a lot of the stuff that you listen to is like from the 70s, 80s.
Yeah, I listen to some old music.
Who are the artists that you listen to the most, and like how did you develop your taste in music?
Yeah, my taste in music is very different, especially from kids my age.
Okay, that's one thing I was wondering. It's like, yeah. Are lots of 20-year-olds listening to Stevie Wonder and stuff like that?
I mean, I got a couple friends. They listen to like older music, but no, not like how I do. Like Stevie Wonder, that's my guy. Like that's my favorite artist of all time. So Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, obviously, and then I can go into a bunch of like older music that I listen to. Uh-huh. It's definitely, it could be 70s, 80s, 90s are like where I like to be. The 90s music that I listen to is because of my dad.
Okay.
He put me on all that stuff even when I was young. And then 70s, I'm not sure, like 70s and 80s, I'm not sure how I found it. I mean, I just love it so much. So like I listen to like The Platters. I don't know if anyone knows who that is. They're an old band.
Okay.
But they're cool. And then like The Stylistics, you know The Stylistics, but people around there, that's like my favorite type of music. Yeah. I just like all the just all the artists and stuff, and the type of music that's being played, and the lyricism is cool too.
Yeah,
what I like.
I would say, in my opinion, like in recent memory, I feel like the 70s music is the most easy to distinguish.
Yeah.
Like I can hear something I've never heard before and I can tell like, oh yeah, this is 70s music.
Yeah.
I feel like you could say that about you can say it about all of
90s
them.
Too.
90s has its own vibe, but like 70s to me is, there was something different in the water there in the 70s.
Dude,
like,
they were pretty good in the 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so fun. It's just fun to listen to their music.
Yeah.
The talent that those people have. And it's also one thing I've been thinking about for people back then is like they didn't have the technology that we did.
Right.
So it's just crazy impressive to see the things that they could create and do.
Sure.
Back then.
The recording process then was so much different than what, even like in the early 2000s. Like a lot of it's like there's no auto tune. They're not.
It's a whole take. Yeah.
It's a
there's
one
no
take.
Cuts.
Yeah. There's more. Maybe the word's like humanity in the music. I feel like, the music feels more raw and more honest in a lot of ways.
For sure.
But is there any like current artists that you listen to regularly?
Current artists. Oh my gosh, I have no idea. I mean, I have current artists that I listen to. I was listening to The Stylistics in the car. Bruno Mars. That's probably the current artist that I listen to the most.
Okay.
And as he takes inspiration from like Michael Jackson and stuff.
Sure.
But that's probably my favorite artist right now.
Bruno's your guy.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Have you ever seen him in concert?
Mm-mm. I really want to.
What was the last concert you went to? That wasn't the Katinas.
Dude, I don't know if I've ever been to like a big mainstream concert.
You never done the concert thing. Is that something you just don't, it's not interesting to you?
I don't know. I mean, I want to go. I think Coldplay, they're having a concert here soon.
Oh, are
That's
they?
One I want to go to. Yeah.
At Bridgestone, I'm guessing, or is it at Nissan?
I think it's at Nissan
because
they like the outdoor and I hear those concerts are like
that's
crazy.
Cool. You
so
listen to
go.
Coldplay a lot?
Yeah, I'll listen to Coldplay. Yeah. They're cool. They're nice.
We got to take you to a concert, bro.
Yeah, I want to go.
Let me think. I've never seen Bruno, but one year it was actually Alexis gave it to me for my birthday. One year we got tickets to an Anderson .Paak show.
Whoa!
The other side of Silk Sonic.
That's sick.
I feel like you would love that kind of show.
Yeah.
It was down in Atlanta. It was an outdoor show. It was amazing.
That's sick.
Do you know that the amphitheater, like if you're driving towards Spring Hill out here?
Oh yeah.
They're me and Alexis just saw they're having like part of their summer concert series. I don't know. I feel like you're interested in him. There, James Taylor's coming to play there.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I feel like that'd be a cool show for you to go to.
James Taylor's been heavy on my rotation.
I think he's playing in August, maybe.
Ooh, I gotta go.
Yeah, and the tickets weren't that bad.
Really?
Like, less than $100 to go see James Taylor. I don't know if you're into, like, I saw they have another concert. It's Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan.
Oh, my friends will definitely want to go. They love Bob
Dylan. You should look into the James Taylor one. I want to go. Because I know you're a James Taylor fan.
I'm going to go for sure.
That's sick. Well, awesome, man. Is there, last thing I'll ask you, is there a trip for the rest of the calendar in 2025 that you're looking forward to the most?
Japan, for sure. I really want to go to Japan. That was like, ever since I've been little, I've always wanted to experience Japan. I'm really excited.
We're going in October.
Yeah.
We're only going to be there
for just a little
like
bit.
2 days.
Yeah, two days. Something like that. But I'm so
excited. What are you excited about?
I mean, I just love the culture over there. And then I think Japan is just like, I think it's the coolest looking place. And then I love the culture of Japan. I just think it's sick. So I'm excited to go.
Here's the thing I think of, because I'll be honest, I don't know much about Japan. Mm-hmm. Like, this is my American view of Japan. These are the things I'm expecting. I'm expecting sushi. Mm-hmm. I think about Japanese, like, art.
Yeah.
Like, their old art and also, like, anime. And, mm-hmm. like, this could be totally... this could be stereotyping Japan really bad. But I think about the food. I think about the art. And I think about, like, tech. Like, mm-hmm. I think of... when I think of Japan, I think of, like, high tech. Everything's high tech.
Yeah.
What's your thought?
I got two random ones. Okay. Well, the first one, obviously, I'm very into fashion. Uh-huh. Japan is one of the most unique places to go for fashion. Uh-huh. I think their fashion, like, I'll look at, like, on social media and stuff and see Japan fashion. It's so much different. It's like... you think you're in a different world the way they dress, but I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
The way, like, everybody has a unique look on fashion, so no one looks the same, which I think is cool. And then the cars there are really cool. So, like, obviously here it's American muscle. It's, like, what people want to see.
Yeah.
But over there, it's just, like, the Japanese-made cars, drift cars. I mean, they're sick.
So. Well, I drive a Honda, so I
know. Yep.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for Japan, too. Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. And people listening, maybe this is the first they know that we're going to Japan. We're going to Japan in October, so pray for us.
Yes.
And, BJ, I appreciate you coming by.
Yeah,
and taking the time to talk. And I'm proud of you, and I love working with you, man. So
thank you for having me.
Yep. You're welcome anytime. To those of you listening, thank you for tuning in. We will be back with more episodes soon. Have a great day.